Wisconsin ranks low for its high number of students under the care of school nurses. With flu likely to spread with the start of school, the role of nurses is getting more attention. Joan Simpson works in the New Richmond School District. She notes it was a school nurse who spotted the first case of H1N1 flu in New York.
We're kind of a first line defense. My goal would be that every school have a school nurse, or that there be one school nurse for every 750 well students, which is what the national recommendation is.
Finding more nurses and having the money to pay for them can be a dilemma. The state budget attempts to make it easier by temporarily exempting districts from revenue caps so that they can hire school nurses. But Simpson says there's still obstacles.
We have shortages of nurses right now throughout the state. The pay is much less than if you were to work in a hospital, so it takes kind of a unique nurse with a passion for what we do.
In a comparison done by the National Association of School Nurses, Wisconsin came in 38th. It has one nurse for every 2,300 students. Some districts in the state have no nurse. It's not required by law. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.